You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Being Mary Jane After Show. We're doing a very, very special season 2 recap of the whole season. I'm your host, Tiana Hobson, and joining me, I have the beautiful and lovely Miss Ashley Gray.
Hey, everyone. I'm so happy to be back. I was gone the last 2 weeks, but this is going to be a very exciting show tonight.
But this is the episode you show up for, right?
Yes.
This is the one
of
right
course.
Here. We have the amazing and talented casting director for this show and all the movies that you love. I'm talking Jumping the Broom, The Gabby Douglas Story, Stomp the Yard, With This Ring, Aaliyah, The Princess of R&B. The list goes on and on and on. Miss Tracy Twinkie Bird is in the house.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. This is a show that I know you're passionate about because we see you tweeting about it every week with us.
Yes.
So what is it about this show that kind of drew you in from the moment you started casting it, like in season one of the movie, I should say?
Let me tell you the story. Are you ready? So I took a meeting with, I worked with Mara. I worked with Salim on Jumping the Broom. And then Mara, the creator of the show, Mara Brock-Akil, wrote Sparkle. And so, but we've known each other since Moesha.
Wow. Mo to the.
Yes.
E to the.
Yes. So I've known her for that long. And then when I say my network is my net worth, relationships are everything. Mm-hmm. And she called me in and had this script. And she said, I want you to read this. And I'm like, okay. And she just slid it over to me like the Holy Grail. And she slid it over to me and I was like, okay, all right, great. I'm going to read this. I'm going to read it. And I have a script test and it's the treadmill test.
Oh.
I read on the treadmill.
Okay.
And yes. So
that's a good way to stay on there longer.
Okay,
if it's
it
good.
Is. See? Nail on the head.
Yep.
Hit it right on the nose. So if it's great, I don't look at the time. I'm not checking the time and all that. And girls, I went through that whole script. First of all, I almost fell off a treadmill. When I read some of the things in the pilot, I was like, that happened to me. And then I called Mara. Were you in my house? Remember I told you that story? I didn't know you was going to put it in the script.
Yes.
And she was like, it's not about you, Twinkie. It's about, you know, women.
And that's why I love this show so much, because they talk about real life experiences that you may not want to share with your girlfriends, but you're like, that happened to me. There were so many times during the season where we were all sitting together and like, oh, did that happen to y'all? Because that happened to me.
Yes.
So your first reaction was,
oh my God, this happened to me. I love this. When are we doing it? When do we start? What do I need to do? And literally, no one was cast. It was, I got to cast from the top to the bottom, from the left to the right. Yeah.
So when we, did Gabrielle Union pop in your head when you?
Absolutely.
Really? The first one?
Absolutely.
Were there any other women that you were considering besides her?
I mean, there's a list, and you have to make a list. As a good casting director, you have to have a list.
Okay.
So, because you have to check availabilities, and sometimes these women are not available because they're really great actresses.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, there was a list. It was very short, but there was a list.
Can you give us three names on that list?
All the women that are in that age range.
Very, very good answer.
That was so good.
I do what I can.
Ashley tried to trip you up.
Was it Taraji? Was it Taraji?
She did try to trip me up.
I
she did.
I can see her playing Mary Jane. Was Taraji a part of the list?
Well, she's Cookie now, so.
I know. We'll take that as
Mary Jane is Mary Jane, and Cookie is Cookie.
Yes. When you got the script too, because it was first a 2-hour TV or a TV movie,
correct?
And then it got picked up for the additional episodes. When was that the original goal and the intention, or did it kind of spark from, you know, this is so great, we should do more?
Oh no, it was the intention. It was the hope. It was the wish. Yes, because we needed to see these characters live. After 2 hours, we had to know what happens. Where do they go? What do they do?
Like, it was almost unbelievable how good this was. Like, yeah. I went into it thinking, okay, this is going to be good. Sign me up. AfterBuzz, sign me up. We need to have an after show, being Mary Jane. Mm-hmm. And then just, like, living it every single week. I'm just like, this is so good. I just cannot take it.
Yeah. It's amazing. So good, you can't take it. It literally is. Like, it's, for me even, it's challenging because I'm in the room casting these characters and these wonderful actors, and it's one thing to audition them, bring them into the room and hear the words come out of their mouth. Mm-hmm. It's a whole nother thing to watch their actual lives happen. Like, it unfolds and you're watching the scene, like her house.
Oh, her house.
Mary Jane's house.
Can I please?
Seriously? I was like, so nice. Salim, seriously? Did you pick that house out? I know that was you. Because he and Mara have good taste, and they like things clean and very, sexy, and I'm like, no clutter? It's made me change my whole life.
Exactly.
It literally has made, seriously, I've thrown out so much stuff.
Really?
Because, I have decluttered. I want a Mary Jane kind of lifestyle. So I have decluttered, and I can see the corners in my house now, and I want clean lines. And so I've been inspired by my own show.
What about Post-its? Do you post it?
Oh, yes. I've been posting it for quite some time now.
See, I'm a Post-it girl. Tiana, are you? She's not a Post-it girl.
I mean, at work, yes, I have my Post-its all over my computer reminding me to do things and that kind of stuff. But at home, I've never had Post-its. I loved seeing that because it made me rethink, you know, what I'm doing. And it's so great to kind of wake up and see those words to sort of start your day, because my days start like snooze, snooze, snooze. And then it's like, oh, I got to get up again, you know.
But when you get up and you brush your teeth in the morning and you're looking at that mirror in the bathroom and you're reading all of this stuff, it just kind of fills you and gets you prepared for the day. And it's one of those things. And then I have my Dance Around the House song.
Yes. Oh, yes.
What's your song?
You have to. I love Estelle.
Oh, I love Estelle.
I like, love I wear her. My clothes like this because I can't.
Oh my gosh, I love that song.
Yes, and then when I'm feeling sexy, I do a little Weekend. The Weekend. He's got some sexy stuff when I'm, you know, getting ready for my pole class. A little The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on my pole class.
Hey,
I'll talk about that later.
Yes, because I was talking about that earlier. I was like, I took one of them. It's hard, but it's
awesome.
Fun.
It is.
It's fun.
Yes. I think Mary Jane should do a pole
class.
She should
definitely do a pole class.
She should do like a segment on pole dancing.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, she went out there and had her eggs all out there.
Exactly.
So do a pole,
do a pole class. A pole class would be fun for her. A little aerobic, a little sexiness. That might be hot. Instead of running or aerobics, she could hit a pole.
Yeah, I like that.
Great.
I like that.
Yeah.
We're going to see that next season.
I hope so.
And as you're casting these, you cast every episode, and so you're kind of, you know, that's a full-time job, and you get to see these scripts, you know, when they're bare, and then you get to fill people in. And I know that, you know, you're a tough casting director.
Did you hear that?
Oh, you got it.
The word on the street is, you know, it takes a lot to impress Miss Twinkie over here. So, I mean, and especially with the script that you're so passionate about, how does that affect your casting on it when you really believe in the script,
well,
too?
Well, you know, to whom much is given, much is required.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful for having, I'm thankful for having that response from people and actually knowing and learning and understanding that that's out there about me, because I want them to win. I want actors to win, and I want them to win in the room, and I'm passionate about it. So when I read it, I want you to, that's my favorite thing to tweet, going to see actors breathe life, like heading out to watch actors breathe life. Like, literally, it is your job as an actor to breathe life into these words and to bring this character to life. Mm-hmm. And that is what I'm looking for. That's what I'm known for. And that is the reason why people hire me, because they know they're going to get the best.
Best of the best.
You demand
of the best.
I do.
It's just like, you know, being an athlete. Your coach is going to demand greatness out of you every day. And that's what you demand from your actors.
It's true. It's true. Because my bosses demand it from me. I mean, they're expecting it. That's why they hire me. That's why they call me in the first place. Like, Twinkie, I know you're going to find. Because you are the diamond finder. So you're going to find me that diamond.
All right. So I want to talk more about you, too. But I also want to talk about this season of Mary Jane. And the first thing that I think of when I think of this season is Mary Jane's relationship. She had three nice suitors. You know, we had David.
Yes.
Who's been around and also got someone pregnant. And then we have Sheldon.
Yes.
Who was the new guy in town who is great on paper, but in the finale we learned he might not be great off of paper. Mm-hmm. And then we have Cuddy Buddy.
Or he's great for somebody.
Yeah. He's great for somebody, just not for her.
Right.
And then we have Cuddy Buddy.
Yes, my Cuddy Buddy.
Cuddy Buddy is my favorite, I think, right now.
But I love Sheldon, too.
I am obsessed with Sheldon.
Girls! Yes. I love me some Sheldon.
Yes, and I saw him here on the show, and he did such a great job.
He did
a great job. I love Gary. Oh, my gosh. He's so awesome. Well, I cast him in Jumping the Broom, too. Mm-hmm. So, yes, but, okay. So, what are you guys thinking? And then I'll tell you how I feel. Go ahead. Go.
Tiana, what do you think?
I think that I'm still mad at David for getting someone else pregnant, but then I also understand it's kind of that Ross and Rachel relationship where they were on a break. They were not together. He's allowed to go out and do his thing. She's out there doing her thing, and the same thing could have easily happened to her. And instead of just forgiving him and sort of moving on, she's choosing to hold on to that, which is then hurting both of them.
Right.
But I am Team David. I think that him and MJ will eventually find a way to work it out. And I love Sheldon, but he's just not right for her. And we learned that in the finale. You know, he was just like, look, this is what I want. And I think he should have told her that he didn't want kids and he didn't want marriage, because I feel like when you're younger, it's okay to go into a relationship not asking those questions first. But once you start growing and maturing, that's clearly it's on her mind. She's on TV talking about freezing her eggs.
Right.
And you're not going to let her know you don't want kids?
Well, that's one way to look at it. I mean, but it's on her, I feel like, to get those answers.
That's how I feel, too.
To ask those questions. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're then putting your future in your destiny in the hands of someone else. Mm-hmm. So it is up to you. It behooves you to find out what it is that you need to find out for yourself. Because you need to come with your checklist as well as he's coming with his checklist. And not to say you go down it like a checklist, but you kind of put it in conversation a little bit. And
ease it in here and there.
Right. Ease it in. And yeah, where do you spend the holidays? No family. Okay. Ease that in there.
Ease that in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of, you know, val her in a way.
You know,
use the psychology.
That's right.
Side.
That's right.
And so how do you feel about Cuddy Buddy?
Okay, so the first time we saw Cuddy Buddy, I was one of those people who was like, man, Mary Jane, what are you doing? Like, he clearly isn't keeping up with the conversation. Mm-hmm. But we only got a quick glimpse of him.
Right.
And then once we got to know him better, I was like, you know what? He's putting forth the effort, and he's trying, and he's actually listening to you, which what guys out there are listening to you?
He's listening.
He's listening. He's paying attention, and he's...
But I think that's because it's so new, though. I think it's just new, and it's fresh. Like, give it about a couple of years, if it was as long as, you know, and then it'd just be like, wait, but what'd you say? Babe, what'd you say?
Right.
Oh, I hear you. So, you know,
isn't
I kind of...
on both sides?
Yeah.
After
exactly.
You don't
give me a couple of months, and I'm like, I get bored easily. Sorry, guys.
But I think that he's sweet, and when he showed up, when he showed up at her door and was like,
with the wine and
with
the cheese,
wine and the cheese,
yeah,
and he's like, I got the
hot
kind you like. It's, oh,
that
he's
was hot.
Paying attention to details, and then he shows up again, and he's like, you know what? I think we should stop this thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I could tell he was actually hurt, and he was doing it to protect his own heart,
right.
He's a sweet guy. He's a sweet boy.
Your team, Sheldon, Cuddy, Buddy.
Team all of them.
Sheldon, team.
I mean, you put that many fine black men in one room, isn't, and I'm just going to fall in love.
Isn't
left
it delicious?
And right.
Don't that's you why just want to get a biscuit and sop up all that black masculinity? Just sop it up.
And save some for later, because you never know when you get hungry again. Can I get a bite?
It's delicious. It's just, I missed that.
Honestly, I don't know how anyone gets work done with that many fine men around. Because, you can even go into the family members, you know? It's just like everyone on this set, and the women, too.
Especially you, Richard.
I did a good job.
Special shout out to Richard Brooks.
There's a bunch of Richards. Richard Brooks. I got Richard Roundtree is beautiful. Richard Brooks is beautiful. Mm-hmm. T.J. Britt is beautiful. Like, I got...
You just got the...
All of them.
Yes.
You did a great job.
Awesome. Thank you.
You did a great job.
Yeah. It's the chocolate family.
So are you team David, Sheldon, or Cuddy Buddy?
Character-wise, not, the actor.
I am team Mary Jane, and I hope she falls in love soon.
So you don't think she's in love now?
I believe that part of being in love is opening up and being vulnerable, and I'm waiting for her to open up and be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
I think that her and Sheldon are actually a perfect match for each other. I honestly do. I think that David is a bit too immature for the situation, mm-hmm. and Cuddy Buddy just wants to have sex, in my opinion. Like, he's feeling her, yes, but... He's just trying to hit it, getting them draws, and keep it moving. Like, let me bring the wine and the cheese, let's drink, and then have sex.
Well, she needs that, too.
She does, but I feel like at this stage, come on, Mary Jane, it's time to start, let's thinking for the future. And I totally agree with you when you said it was up to her to ask those important questions because...
It's her life.
Yeah.
You're in charge of your destiny. It's her life. But I feel like Mary Jane and Sheldon are mirrors of each other.
Yeah.
That's my feeling. They are mirrors of each other. Mm-hmm. And she's being faced with herself.
Mm. I think I mentioned that this season. Like, they are one in the same. Mm-hmm. Mary Jane is the female version of Sheldon. Yes. And I think that's what attracted her initially.
Right.
Like, wait, who is this guy? Is this me?
Right. Exactly.
Is this me?
Yes. Look at me. It's me.
It's me.
Yeah, but what a fly. What a nicer house.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's got a three-story. That tears with the... Oh. And... the light fixtures and then the whole levels and looking down over the living room. I'm just saying.
It's really nice.
Lara, once again.
These houses are everything.
I know they chose the houses. Yes. I know Selena.
I have a question about, because Sally was here last week.
Yes.
And she was schooling me and the other two co-hosts, Fania and Megan, about how Sheldon was coming across very corny. And she was like, these are the things.
I hate that word.
The warning, the trigger signs of, you should not be with this person. And she was like, oh, him reading the notes from the slaves was, kind of all a setup and a ruse to get Mary Jane in bed.
I don't like that word.
I don't like that word.
Corny.
I don't like that word either. But Mary Jane said it
in a previous relationship.
Oh, he tried it.
I was putting together a nice little, love making music selection on my iPod. And I'm like, oh, I'm putting music together. And he was like, that's corny.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay. You will not be making love to me.
Take him off that list.
Thank you. Then next. No, I liked what he did and that. See, here's the thing. Feeling like her mirror, I feel like he does the things that she usually does.
She always
she's read the most recent books and she's having a book conversation around the dinner table. And, he is doing all of those things. And now she is seeing herself and going, oh, okay, maybe I'm doing too much. Maybe I just need to. Mm-hmm. So you never know what's going to happen in season 3, but I mean, I know. I'm just saying that I feel like all of those things are things that I feel like she would be looking for in a man, someone that's better educated than she is. He's got a nicer place.
He's always married.
He's got a, yes.
Like, always
getting up,
up.
Yes, sis. No, like, seriously? Yes. You went to this school, he went to Cornell.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like, but sometimes we see it and we're like, I want to be in charge. I want to be the one.
And I think that's all that it is. You want something, you finally get it, and then you're like, oh, maybe, you know, I want to be in charge, or I want to be, like, the person in power in the relationship. But I think that it's so good for her. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Sheldon is very, like, nostalgic, and it's that old school kind of love.
Yes, he is.
And,
he walked on the outside.
Oh!
Yes. I love that.
Jesus, I almost fell out my chair.
Opened the door for
walking
her.
Walking on the outside.
Walking on the outside.
That's the most important thing. Walking on the outside of a woman.
It is. Walk on
that
the
is,
outside.
Like, so old school. And if a guy does not do that for you, ditch them. Because it's something that small. That's why I'm single now, because something that small. Boys nowadays, they don't get that. I feel like Cuddy wouldn't have necessarily got that. I feel like David would have been like, oh, shoot, let me go on this side. But Sheldon automatically, baby.
Oh, he was on the outside.
Yes. Sheldon's old school.
He was really a listener.
And I love that about him.
And I appreciated him on the show because my hope and prayer is that he informs that the brothers somewhere that he's informing. He's just sharing this information with everybody. Here's why Sheldon exists, to share information with you.
Yes.
Walk on the outside.
So that Ashley can get a man.
Yes.
Help me out.
And Twinkie too.
Put me on the list.
Yes. Yes.
Let's all just sign up right now.
Yes.
We need some Sheldon.
Sheldon's.
Oh, my
gosh. With a little bit of David.
Yes, Sheldon's with
David. Give Tiana
Sheldon
some Cuddy.
With a whole lot of Cuddy books.
Yes.
A whole lot of Cuddy buddy. Yes. Dark chocolate. Special dark. Come see me.
We can talk about this topic all day, but I want to make sure we get to everything.
Okay, let's get to everything.
So we got to talk about her family next, because we a huge transformation in all of them this season. I mean, we see Niecy come to stay with her, and you know, they get into it. We see Patrick, you know, coming to her for money and to help, and him making the right choices.
Yes,
finally, for him.
And taking care of that baby and skipping down the street.
Adorable.
I had to text Richard. I was like, she had you skipping down the street. Oh, my God. That was so cute. And he was doing her little hair.
He said,
God bless you. And single fathers everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And see, that was something I loved seeing, was a positive portrayal of a single black father.
It was beautiful.
It was so beautiful, you know, and to see him going from last season when, you know, he would have made the wrong choices with the money and stuff.
Yes.
And he's really gotten his act together.
He's matured so much.
Yes, he has.
And
he's grown, and it's such a beautiful thing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, the evolution of all of these characters. BJ's character, I'm sorry, PJ. BJ, who's PJ.
Difficult.
Paul Jr., who is growing into his own and becoming a businessman. And even in the business of the marijuana, I appreciated his vision for the marijuana business and understanding what that was and what that really is, as opposed to what some people would consider it. Just, he was like medicinal marijuana. He's ahead of it.
He really educated himself on the topic, and he didn't just go for it and was like, okay, look, we about to sell some weed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was more so like, no, this is a business.
This is a business.
And I'm going to conduct myself as a professional, we're going to do it the right way.
Yes.
And there are different types, and it's for different things, and I appreciate, but I love the writers. I love Mara and what she's doing with the show.
Mm-hmm.
It is so, it's like, message, but not knocking you over the head.
Every single episode, there's a message.
Lesson. Hashtag lesson. You know, that's what I do sometimes. I'm like, hashtag lesson.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's really a beautiful thing. And the back and forthness with Thick. Oh, my God. She and Niecy. She was like, I'm so tired of hearing you say Thick. It is not Thick. I was like, ooh. Hashtag lesson.
Yes! I was like, oh my goodness. Like, do you know how many times I wanted to say that to my friends, but I just didn't. I'm like, did y'all see that episode of Mary J. last week? That was a good episode.
Did you see it?
Yeah. That was good.
Go on iTunes and get that. Cute.
No, but I'm...
I love that. And you got to see Kara's family.
Yes, I love that.
I cast a really great family, didn't I?
You did.
Jenny Gago and her sister.
And her sister played her sister.
Christina Bidell. Lady,
I was like, wait, is that Taina right
there? Yes, it is.
Yes, Taina. I got so excited
I was so excited to do it. You have no idea. It was last year this time that I did the show. So last year I was just like, wouldn't it be great if... Let's see if Christina's available. And I'm checking. Let's check her mails. And she sure enough did it. And I was so happy.
How do you keep all of these secrets? Like, do you tell one person?
You know what? Yes, I do. And the one person I tell doesn't know anything about the business, and that's my mom.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, there you go.
I tell my mother. My mother's like, I don't know who these people are, but honey, thank you.
Because yes. I would just feel like I just got to get it out. Like,
yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I'm glad you, yeah, okay.
Sometimes I really, I'm like, Ma, you're not going to believe it. Okay, you'll see it next year. That's a good question. And she's probably watching now going, oh, Lord, now everybody's going to ask me.
Oh, yeah. Oops, sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mommy.
Sorry.
Oh, gosh. Yes, yeah, so I cast everybody from... I went all the way down the whole family. I got to cast Margaret Avery and Richard Roundtree.
Oh, my
who
goodness.
Who I grew up watching. I mean, come on.
Come on.
Legends. Color Purple. Shaft.
Yes.
Come on. Who gets to say you cast Shaft? Come on.
Oh, my God.
It was so... That table read... Let me tell you, that table read for the first 2 hour special, tears. Everyone was in tears. Because it's a true story. Who was it that was
magic.
Here? Robin Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Lee was here and talked about how she and LaTarsha were ready to throw in a towel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because of pilot season and all that
yeah.
stuff. LaTarsha told that story at LaTarsha Plays Lisa. She told that story at the table read, and she told it to me and Mara, and then Mara with the tears. Everybody had tears.
Mara
we were
is
all so happy. We were just so happy to have this show and to read such intelligence and information and education all at the same time. And I get to search and find all of these wonderful people. Leah Albright Bird, who, you know, has the same last name, and we're going to figure out whether we're related. I get to find Michaela Angela Davis and put her on the show, and Mark Anthony Neal, and, oh, my girl, India Ari, we have the same birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yes, I get to find all of these people to be on Talk Back,
mm-hmm.
as well as the cast, the guest stars on the show that are in Being Mary Jane. So there's Being Mary Jane, and then there's Talk Back.
Yeah.
Mary Jane Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm literally casting two shows in one.
That is amazing.
That's amazing that you're able to do it. That's a lot right there.
Yes.
But I mean, and speaking of Talk Back, I love that you have real people up there and they're talking about their real issues and their real causes, because
so
it brings a light. I'm being educated every single week because I'm one of those people who's bad and doesn't watch the news, and I don't know what's actually going on in the world most of the time, but to hear issues that directly affect our community and mean something to us, I think is great to have on television.
Agreed.
Because we sit here every week and we can get passionate about our views of,
we do.
You know, opinions and stuff like that. And sometimes it makes me say things that I'm not even aware I feel.
Right.
And it makes me start to think with the other part of my brain that's like, oh, you know what? You do have a responsibility here to talk about this subject. And what are your opinions? And I feel more grown up when I do this AfterBuzz show compared to some of the other ones.
Not, your vampire
not, yeah. Not knocking those other TV shows at all, but just this one, it brings out something in me. It's like my inner blackness is coming out, and I feel adult.
There's
sex trafficking.
Yes. Yep.
The sex trafficking situation was so real and so major, and I had to do my research. I used to work with teenage girls in foster care, so I had learned a lot during that time. And then I cast, I was the casting director of Fruitvale Station. And prior to that, I did a short called Fig with the same director, and it was about teenage sex trafficking on Figueroa here in Los Angeles.
Wow.
So, and a lot of those young women come from the foster care system and into. So when Mara had it in the script, I'm like, oh my God, I know so many people that, I had names in my head and lists of people who we could research to find out if they would be on Talk Back with Mary Jane. It is just, the show educates me as well as allows me to use what I know and the research, and it makes me smarter. The show literally makes me smarter.
And you know what I love the most about this show, Being Mary Jane, is that this was missing from television.
So missing.
We used to be educated.
Agreed.
From A Different World and even The Living Single and Martin and The Cosby Show.
Yes.
Like, those shows, it spoke to us every single week, always had a message.
True.
And that's what I love most about Being Mary Jane. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to get my giggles. I'm going to get my everything, my life.
Candy.
But I'm also going to walk away from the show like, you know what? It encourages thought and reflective thought and just like conversation about topics that we don't necessarily talk about every single day,
right.
But we should.
Right.
So I'm just so sad this season is over. Can we get another show episode next week?
We'll be back. Longer season.
We'll be back.
Yes, we will be
back. We'll be back because I'm working on it right now. So yes. Trust me, we'll be back.
Yes. And going off of what Ashley was just saying, I think something, you know, a lot of these issues, it's not just black issues mm-hmm. that are, you know, being talked about. There's issues, like you said, the sex trafficking. That's not just a black issue. That
right.
is a really world is issue. And people don't realize it's happening here in America.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, that it could be the girl you're sitting next to in school. You don't know anything yeah. about this
right.
person next to you.
It's
and
true.
Something that, like Ashley said, too, it's missing in all of our shows
yes.
that we have on television because at least, you know, back in the 90s, every sitcom, even Family Matters.
Oh, right? Family Matters, that was it, episode. Honey. That yes. was it.
It was like yes. the gun. When everyone came and turned in their guns to the trunk of a car, yeah. you know, that was something that I remember watching and being affected at a young age.
Fresh Prince. Oh, Fresh, yeah. Fresh Prince always yes. had a lesson.
Yes.
And it's yes. just one of it those is. Things that it's so great to, it's refreshing
it
to
really
see
is.
It
and
there.
I'm glad. I'm thankful to be a part of it. I'm thankful to actually read the scripts and go, oh, I don't know about that. And then do the research on it and find out more about it. And then, I mean, literally, Mara and the team of writers have me going on YouTube. I am YouTubing. I am researching. I am tweeting. I am finding people on Twitter. I see a name in a script and I'm like, is that a real person? Or is that? Okay, let me find this. Because I know I know 6 weeks in advance when or who's going to be in the next script or whatever it is. So I'm doing research to find out. Because sometimes they hit me with a bomb and I don't know. I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, that's a real person. We got to get that person. I call my assistant. We got to get that person.
Mm-hmm.
So I am more informed and educated and I'm thankful to my show for that. And I'm really glad that I get to cast all of these wonderful young people and people, period, wonderful actors
mm-hmm.
and bring them into the room sometimes and just... I marvel at them. Sometimes the people that don't even end up on the show, but I'm glad to bring them in the room. And sometimes I have a moment. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have a fan moment right now and take a selfie with you. Is that okay? And then I'm not going to tweet it until like way later, but I'm going to take this picture. Is that all right? Okay, great. Because I'm telling you, the people that I get to meet, I grew up with them. I grew up watching them. And
oh, that's awesome.
It's awesome. I love my job.
Mm-hmm.
I love my job. I love casting.
Your job sounds like so much fun.
It really is. I get to see them in the room. I get to see them as human beings. And then I get to see them switch over into the character and give them notes and adjustments. And it's interesting because to me, I feel like, you know, it's important to know, especially for all the actors out there, it's important to know whose shoulders you stand on. It's important to know who's behind the scenes as well as who's in front of the camera. A lot of times we get so preoccupied sometimes with celebrity
mm-hmm.
that we forget that there is a whole family of folk that bring that to life.
That's making it happen.
That make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that write those words, that cast those actors, that create this show and this overall, that direct these actors, that set up the lights. I mean, all of it. Costume designers, all of that. So there's a whole family of us back here.
And speaking of family, we see a lot of relationships with Mary Jane and mm-hmm. Lisa and Val.
Yeah. Okay, what do you think about the Lisa situation?
I know how... I want Ashley to go first on this one.
No, you go ahead. Take this over to YouTube, boo.
Because I know that Lisa did something wrong mm-hmm. when she... You know, we find out that she had been... hooking up with David after him and Mary Jane split up like the first time, and they've had this relationship mm-hmm. in the past, and she's still kind of holding on to that. She's always been in love with him,
mm-hmm.
and there's the girl code where you don't go after your best
right.
friend's girl, and she's shown a lot of shadiness as a friend
mm.
since the beginning because she is the one who told David about the sperm in season one
yes.
and you know
that's
this
true
and then we find out that you know she
but somebody had to do it.
I mean that was
I knew she was shady from jump. And I
she's
said
always been suspicious.
I said this from the beginning. I don't like her. She's shady boots. We need to keep our eyes on, all our eyes on her.
Really?
Yes. It was just something suspicious about her. And at first, mm-hmm. I thought maybe she likes Mary Jane. Maybe mm-hmm. there's some kind of chemistry between them two, more so on her part and not Mary Jane's part. I just knew that it was something there. I just couldn't put my finger on it. Hmm. But I wasn't surprised at all when we found out what she did. Mm-hmm. She shady boots.
Well, okay, see, here's the thing.
I mean, tell us. Break it down.
I'm a little bit more mature than you ladies. Just mature. Not old.
Nope.
Here's the thing is that, you know, sometimes you're friends because you're a lot alike, right?
True.
And if you're friends and you're a lot alike, a lot of times you end up liking the same guy. And it usually takes one friend to back up and the other friend to, you know, you give each other the nod, like, that's you?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Okay. But we were both looking at him. Mm-hmm. But, you got, okay. Mm-hmm. And you do a little backup.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there might have been some confusion as to which one was doing the backup.
Well, you know what I think in that situation? They should have allowed him to approach whoever he felt was someone that he was interested in at first. Or in that situation, I would have just been like, you know what? We're not going to even, like, deal with him.
He's a man.
True.
What do you mean which one he's interested in?
You know what?
Woman.
You know who wouldn't have done that, though? Sheldon.
Uh-oh.
Sheldon wouldn't have done that. He's too...
Girl.
He's too...
Sheldon's the real half the neighborhood.
Excuse me. I'm Clutch a Pearl.
Shop girl. Natalie. Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
Yeah.
And but. Sheldon sends them on their merry way in the middle of the night. Don't even let a sister get a little sunrise. Can a sister get some sunrise? I got to go while it's still dark.
While
do you know
dark,
I am a woman? Something could happen
no
to me.
No sleeping over.
Yeah, that's not sexy.
And to the Lisa point, because I will say I was a shy girl. And when I was in these situations with my friends and we both were eyeing the same mm-hmm. person, I was always the one to
do the backup
or just kind of never really stand up for myself and mm-hmm. say it because it's like, oh, well, you know, he probably would like her better. She's prettier than me. She's this, you know, that insecurity kicks in. So if you're like that and you're Lisa, mm-hmm. I'm not saying to still go off after he's broken up with her and comes over to your room crying to
right.
then, you know,
but wasn't that
his,
in college though? I feel like that was in college.
It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. It was a little slip.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been holding on to feelings from since then.
I think that she should have just came to, this is the shady part, like, okay. Let me know. If you feeling him, let me know. Why would you
Agreed.
Do what you did and then keep it from me
Agreed.
And then now you want to tell me?
Okay, but now here's the question. Can she let Mary Jane know? I mean, we're watching Mary Jane, you know, talk over folk. And cut them off. And she was trying. She made a number of phone calls, didn't
mm-hmm.
she?
Yeah.
She tried to share with Mary Jane. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's what's I'm trying to come clean. I got the voicemail and you done hung up and now you don't want to talk to me. I came over your house. You slammed the door in my face. Like, what is we going to do?
I do feel like she plays the victim though. And at some point you need to step up and say, look,
Agreed.
Mary Jane,
Agreed.
This is what happened.
Agreed.
So it's kind of like,
Agreed.
You know, she's been shady from all along.
Agreed.
And Tiana, have you ever sleep with my
challenging.
Man?
Challenging. It's a challenge.
I never said I was going to sleep with the man. I said I wouldn't. That's the part I did not condone, but I can understand her feelings of, you know, this is my friend who always gets it. She had the better
that's
life
true.
Than Lisa
that's
growing
true.
Up, too. They've been friends since they were little
yes.
girls. And Lisa came from, you know, a more troubled family than
right.
Mary Jane did. So
but
she,
that's why
Mary
I think
Jane always was the winner. So
right.
if you're used to, in your mind, she's the winner no matter what I do, then she's not going to go and stand up and be like, actually, Mary Jane, I'm feeling him first, so
right.
I'm going to go for it.
Good point.
But that's what I think is vindictive about it, because she's like, oh.
She's harboring
well, yeah.
those feelings and
it's like,
acting out towards the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I'm like, that's just not, that's
yeah.
not right.
It's
just not right. But we love the character.
Exactly.
It gives
it's
us
important.
A really,
it gives us
we need
gives
it.
You some layers,
flavor.
Some depth, you know, it gives you some layers. I mean, everybody just can't be friends.
No,
friends.
Yeah. You cannot make lasagna with just one layer. We
okay.
need about
you,
six,
yes.
okay?
You need about
a whole bunch
six.
Of cheese.
A whole bunch of cheese.
Okay.
Some meat. In my case, some eggplant.
Oh,
yes.
Need some eggplant in there.
And then I also want to talk about Mark, because I didn't write him up on the board, but
Yay!
He came out to his family this season.
Did. Well, did he come out?
Well, he was kind of
outed
yeah, by I think
his
so.
Mom. But right. in the most beautiful way.
In the most
like
beautiful
a
way.
Caring way of, you know, I'm your mother.
And can
I
you just
know.
Pat me on the back for casting Essie Payton?
Girl!
Oh my gosh, that was amazing. And the conversation
and they
had
both
was...
have freckles. Sorry, I just get into my casting. They both have freckles.
It's
so
a little detail.
Like, yes, it's a little thing. And then, of course, you know, Aaron was texting me the whole time. Who'd you cast for my mom? Who'd you cast for my
really?
Mom?
Really?
And I was texting him as soon as she closed. I was like, S.E. Paper. He was like, Dwight, you did the thing, sis.
Oh
exactly
my god!
I hear him saying
yes. Exactly. I was like, that's why I was like so
he was
into
very
it.
Excited.
Yeah,
he was very excited. Oh my god! And Greg Allen, love you. Mm-hmm. He's awesome. He's on Secret and Lies now, but yeah.
In Secret and Lies, we ain't talking about that, but it was so good.
Yes.
I love it. So let me just get back to the conversation that they had when he was outed. That conversation was so needed
Wasn't
and so
it
beautiful.
Great?
And the world needed to see that kind of conversation, especially in a black family.
Yes, yes, yes. In the African-American family, we needed to see
it
that
was
for sure.
So needed, especially between the father and the
yes,
son.
Right.
I was like... I can't. Just, okay. How can this get better? But
right.
it did.
Yes.
Oh, I loved it.
And
it
was awesome. It. The whole beard thing and the whole Mary Jane thing. And his mother was sitting there looking at her like, seriously, boo? Really, boo? Yeah. Are you going to keep going with this story? Uh-huh. Y'all were in the way of skiing.
Like, I don't got time for this.
Yes. She was like, come on now. Let's just, can we get to it? Stop looking for the cork. We done already opened the wine, son.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh,
and
man.
I love that his father, you know, he wasn't even mad that his son was gay. He was just mad
right.
that his son didn't feel comfortable enough
right.
to come to him.
Right.
And that, to me, is beautiful.
It is.
Because mm-hmm. when that dialogue comes in, it's that acceptance of, you know, it doesn't matter what you are, what you think my reaction is going
to
be. You should right. still feel open enough to come to
That's
me.
Right.
And I know a lot of people, I not in a bad way, but, you know, a lot of kids are scared of their parents coming
right.
up, which I think is good to have that, you know, sort of fear.
Certain amount of fear.
Certain amount
how
of
black
fear.
Black folks raised.
Certain amount of, you know,
yes.
comfort in
and
going
then,
to them.
Once you become an adult, then we can have a bit more of a friendship and a conversation
mm-hmm.
and still respectful, but... open
mm-hmm.
and let's talk about it. And you know, we're responsible adults. We're all educated and we love each other. We're loving up on you. We've never shown you that we were homophobic or any of those issues. So why did it take this long?
Mm-hmm.
Son. With love.
Son.
Yeah.
It's
like my parents are two of my best friends.
Yes.
I tell them everything.
Oh my gosh.
So, I mean.
Sometimes I try to tell them everything. My mother's going TMI.
Yeah, I mean, I'll backtrack. I don't know everything.
Yeah,
but
I can't tell her everything.
I tell them enough.
Thankfully, I have sisters, so I can call them and be like, girl, let me tell you what. Because mommy won't listen.
Aww.
Yes,
so
yes.
I think that's very important, and it also paints a nice picture of, you know, the parents and the family of the African-American
mm-hmm.
community,
mm-hmm.
just that openness, because, you know, you have Mary Jane, who kind of talks to her family like they all crazy
yes.
most of the time.
Yes, sometimes. And then she had that moment of comeuppance where she, with Patrick, and she just wrote the check.
Yep.
She was like, I'm going to make it out to cash so it can be easier for you to just go ahead and get that money. Like, I'm just, let me just pull back on all of this and just, let me go ahead and help my brother out and be quiet and not give him the speech. After the speech, after the speech, she pulled back
yeah.
on
mm-hmm.
all of that. And she said, all right, I'm just going to be helpful. I'm just going to be here and be helpful.
And sometimes
and
that's
that.
What you need.
Yes.
That's all. You don't need another lecture. It's like,
right.
just be there for
right.
me. Just
mm-hmm.
be there.
And he was waiting for it, and it didn't happen. He was like, oh, mm-hmm. okay, I'm going to take this check. Thank you, Mary Jane. That was awesome. It was
yeah.
awesome to not see her to of course, at the beginning, first season, we see all her rants and all that with each family member. But, you know, like, when she walked in season one, who in here has a job? Raise your hand if you got a job. If you are employed. That cracked me up. To watch it, I could not stop laughing. Because that has happened in the world that I live in. But to see her do it, I was just like, yes. But then this time to watch her grow and evolve, that evolution. Wait till season three, ladies.
Oh, see?
What can you tell us about season three?
It's awesome.
Besides, it's awesome.
There are new people.
Let's talk about that.
And new awesomeness.
So we've seen a lot of, like, fresh faces that we haven't necessarily have seen a lot of in the seasons. How do you... like, cast these people? Or do you intentionally go out looking for people that we're not used to seeing? Like Gabrielle Union, we're used to seeing her, right. But do you go out looking for those fresh faces?
I make it a point to, and Mara and Salim as well, we make it a point to mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
So we get faces that are fresh, and then we have some that are tried and true around them to insulate them. Like, you know, Lisa Vidal, we've seen her before in The Event and mm-hmm. Third Watch and ER mm-hmm. and all of these wonderful shows. But then, you know, you have Raven Goodwin,
mm-hmm.
who you may not, you know, you have never seen her in this type of dramatic yep. role as a series regular. And same with Aaron Spears. Mm-hmm. You know, you've seen him
yes.
on soap or what have mm-hmm. you, but then you've never seen him, and you know his character is gay. You've never seen him, and he's when I talked to him about that, he was like, "I'm looking forward to breathing life, Twinkie."
Hmm.
That's really what actors want to do. Mm-hmm. They want to breathe life into these different roles, and I try to mix it up and bring in people that maybe you haven't seen before, and then those who there are a lot of people in the acting world that have done a lot of sitcom
mm-hmm.
half hour, but they haven't been indicted into the 1 hour space.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, there are no lines, no boundaries. I blur all of those. I mean, I'm the woman that cast Valerie Pettiford as Columbus's aunt in Stomp the Yard.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, you know, I'm just like, she's on a half hour. That's great. I'm bringing her into a movie.
Yes.
Like, the lines are just no longer there. They don't exist. I like to mix it up and pull them in from everywhere, anywhere that I can. Kelly Rutherford came from Gossip Girl, and now.
Oh, God, she was great.
Isn't she?
I'm like, let's go! She's the one. I'm like, that's Serena's mom. Yes.
Like, I just can't. I can't stomach it.
Okay, what did you think about the whole, it's going to be a nip and tuck? A nip and tuck. That was so, and I know that was Gabrielle. And she pulled Lisa Vidal right along with that. She's like, it's a nip and tuck. It's a nip and tuck. That was so cute.
But you know what? Everything that you just said, that's why I find the show so entertaining and I love watching it because you get these fresh faces mixed in with these people that you're used to seeing and it's just like a melting pot of greatness.
It is.
And I think that fresh faces are what millennials are looking mm-hmm, for. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily want to see like the people that we're used to seeing. It's like, give me somebody new that I can fall in love with, that I can grow up with.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm growing up with BJ. I'm like, oh, okay, BJ. I feel like I'm growing up with Raven. So when we get to mature,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be like, girl, remember when you was on Being Mary Jane? I feel like this show is going to be a classic in the realms of Fresh Prince and Martin and Family Matters. All of those shows that I used to love.
Agreed.
This is going to be my adult show. Like, oh, girl, did you see Being Mary Jane last week?
Agreed.
Yes, I love that. You did an
Thank you.
Yes, high
five. Hats off to you because
you
did a great
job. Amazing.
You
hit every nail on the head.
Thank you.
Superb.
Yes. I love it. I love it. We're going to have a little AfterBuzz cheers.
We are. Clink, 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 clink,
clink, clink, clink, clink. Well, I mean, I could talk to you all day about this show, but
unfortunately,
it's time for us to start wrapping up, and I don't want this conversation to end, and I don't think Ashley does either.
I don't.
But, I mean, just again, props to you, props to the whole team, because this show is changing the conversation in our community, and that is something to be so proud of, and to say you are a part of it years from now when, you know, people always reference the Cosbys. And I feel like at some point they're going to be referencing the show in the same light.
I agree.
Like, I feel like this is going to be like 10 seasons later.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, girl, I ain't lying. This is bomb. I rave about this show.
Yeah.
Like, it's so good.
It's awesome. And it's going to have a cult following online and everywhere. Like, it's just going to keep living and going and going. And
forever and ever.
I'm very excited to be a part of it. And I'm thankful. I'm really thankful to Mara and Salim for just coming straight to me and pulling me from feature film into television.
Because
that is really what they did.
Mm-hmm.
They allowed me to bring in and pull in all of my half hour feature film actors, TV people, theater people, all the real folks, I get to play
mm-hmm.
and get paid for it.
Yes. Yes.
And that is the awesome thing about my job.
That is awesome. All right. Yes. Well, make sure you tell everyone who's watching right now where they can find out more from you online, on social media.
Thank you. I am everywhere on social media. I am on Twitter at Twinkie_Bird, BYRD. I am on Instagram at Twinkie Bird. I have TwinkieBird.com. If actors out there want to ask me questions, I have AskTwinkieBird@gmail.com. And I have a website, and I write two blogs. I write a dating blog called The Dating Chronicles Over 40.
Blogspot.com. I love that link, too. I'm trying to bring winking back. I think it's sexy.
The Dating Chronicles Over 40. And then I have the casting blog for actors called TwinkieIsCasting.blogspot.com. So,
so go check those things out.
Exactly.
Y'all? You are doing
where's my laptop?
So much.
Thank you.
So much.
I'm the diamond finder. That'll be next for me is the book, The Diamond Finder.
The Diamond Finder. And I'll be waiting to read that because I will be first in line with my copy like, Twinkie, you guys sign this for me.
And I will sign it. For sure. And thank you, ladies, for having me.
Thank you for joining us. And Ashley, where can everyone find you?
Everyone, you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Ashley Gray TV. And you can also check out my website, AshleyGrayTV.com.
And thank you guys so much for watching our show this whole season. Being Mary Jane is in our hearts always and forever. And we will be back next year with season 3. This has been such a great experience and such a great show to be a part of. Make sure you follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV, AfterBuzzTV.com, on YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, everything. You can also follow me at the Tiana Hobson on pretty much everything social media.
Earthang.
So until next season, we bid you adieu.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.